A couple of days ago, a colleague was asking me for an image for her avatar for a new Twitter account for the department that she was wanting to set up. But she didn't want a photo, she just wanted a graphic. And she called it, she used the word a button. Can I have a button, please? So I went away and tried to find something where she could create her button, the avatar for a Twitter account. Something that would be simple. So a quick online search very quickly returned Dat Button Factory. It's one I've never come across before, and it's a really simple tool to use. It only does one thing, it simply creates buttons. So if you're into web design, we tend not to do much button creation these days, I suppose, because the web's moved on and there are so many other ways of generating the navigation and links around websites. But create buttons is what it does, and it's incredibly simple to use. You can include only text, but you can change the background and the look and feel of the button itself. So you can change its shape and its size up to a limit of 240 by 240 pixels. You can make it round or square or rectangular and have rounded corners. You can change the colors. The background can be a gradient of colors, and you can change the palette that are available. It can be monocolored or two colors. You can have a bubble effect. That's the sort of effect that you get on the little icons that are used as links for apps on iOS devices. So that might be a useful thing if it's something you're doing with your students, yeah, and you're creating maybe an app or designing a layout on a particular device, then it might be useful for that. These are a couple of other fancy features like shadows and borders, and you can change the look and feel of those too. And that's pretty much it. There's nothing more to do. It's simply a matter of clicking around, changing the values that are available, and seeing what the outcome is. And I thought that might be an interesting thing for students to do. They can't go wrong. The interface is so simple. It's not like trying to do it in a photo manipulation package. This is much easier. It's just changing a few variables and seeing what the outcome is. When they're finished, if you To get an output, you can download it as a JPEG, PNG, or GIF, or interestingly, as a .ico file, an icon file. So that might be something that's useful, even if it's just in creating that. The other thing that you can do is you don't need any account in order to be able to create it. You can link back to the button, or you can download it, as I said. But if you need to be able to adjust it in the future, helpfully, the Button Factory also creates a link back to the workspace. And the way that it all works is that the details of the construction of the graphic itself is included in the URL. It's quite an interesting concept. So you could notionally deconstruct the URL itself. So when you've generated a button and you've got the output URL for that, by changing some of the text within the URL, you can change the look and feel of the button you create. And that might be a useful thing for students to investigate too. So in a simple little tool, I think there's an awful lot there to have a play with. The Button Factory.